USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House expects CDC school reopening guidelines to be released on Friday. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the guidelines are the next step to getting kids back in the classroom.
The president's role is, of course, to ensure that across government, we are listening to those guidelines, we are leaning into science, we are letting the science and medical experts lead, and then his objective is to ensure there's the funding to deliver on that.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu says President Trump is showing no remorse after the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Lieu also saying,
you know, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump running again in 4 years. I'm afraid he's going to run again and lose, because he can do this again.
House impeachment manager Ted Lieu accuses the former president's attorneys will get their turn in the Senate tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Three Cuban nationals stranded for 33 days have been rescued.
The U.S. Coast Guard rescued three Cuban nationals who were stranded for more than a month on an atoll in the Bahamas on Tuesday. The Coast Guard said the two men, one woman, survived by eating mollusks, rats, and coconuts. A Coast Guard surveillance plane spotted the castaways during a routine patrol Monday, and they noticed three people signaling them. The group was airlifted and transported to the Lower Keys Memorial Center. The atoll is halfway between Cuba and Florida. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is delaying the execution of Alabama death row inmate Willie Smith. Smith was given the death penalty after being convicted in the 1991 execution-style shooting of a 22-year-old Birmingham woman in a cemetery. He was originally set to be put to death Thursday night. The stay was granted to allow the three-judge federal panel to review the defense's claim that Smith is intellectually disabled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden's first call with the Chinese president.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's glad to see the president push his Chinese counterpart. But the former ambassador to Japan tells Fox News that Biden will have to get tougher against a country that doesn't play by the same rules that we do.
And I was pleased to see that President Biden called out Xi on some of the nefarious actions that China's undertaken. But China is moving aggressively every day. They're moving against us. They're moving militarily. They're moving diplomatically. And certainly, they've been moving economically in a very predatory manner. They don't play by the same rules that we do. And we've got to be present and pushing back.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Parents across the country are growing impatient waiting for their kids to be allowed to return to school. In California, mom Jen Tarbox explains why her parent group is targeting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and his tier system that tracks COVID-19 trends in various counties.
Right now, what we're being told is the wall that's standing in the way is the purple tier. If that wall can be taken down, then it's up to the board and the classrooms at that point to show us parents that they are prepared. They've had more than enough time, so that's what we're taking down.
That audio, courtesy of NBC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.